Hey, what's going on, all? This is Anand Bhatt, and you are listening to another podcast episode. But now we are doing something a little different, teaming up with 11 Labs, who are now doing AI versions of the podcast that I type out. It's really interesting. It's super cool. I hope you dig it.
Anand Bhatt,
the first Indian American.
Anand Bhatt is a musician and activist who was named one of the top five Indian Americans.
Not superstar, Anand Bhatt.
That is coconut water from our guest, Anand Bhatt.
El cantautor Anand Bhatt, quien ha sido el primer hindú americano considerado para un Grammy Latino.
Chicago musician Anand Bhatt.
Anand Bhatt. He is the first Indian American music artist to be inducted into the Latin Grammys.
The Latin Grammys were awesome.
Quite a unique musician and artist, Anand Bhatt.
Made my Latin Grammy week and dropped off at that house.
Very unique. The first Indian American.
Come weekend nights, the Metro or the Vic Theater in downtown Chicago rock to the latest grooves. And Anand Bhatt, more often than not, was in the middle of the action.
Anand Bhatt.
Anand Bhatt.
Streaming has become a ubiquitous part of our entertainment landscape, offering a plethora of options to suit every taste. Understanding your streaming options is crucial. Platforms like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, and Amazon Prime Video boast vast libraries, spanning everything from classic films to original series. In fact, it is overwhelming. A watch list can quickly start to feel like a to-do list. But let's face it, you're going to try to watch anyway, LOL. Investing in a reliable streaming device enhances your experience. Devices like Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick transform your regular TV into a smart TV, allowing seamless access to various streaming services. Most TVs come equipped with built-in streaming apps. This eliminates the need for an external streaming device and simplifies the process of accessing your favorite content directly from the television. I, however, usually end up watching on my phone. Consider subscription bundles for cost-effective streaming. Many providers offer bundled packages that include access to multiple services at a reduced price. This can be a budget-friendly way to enjoy a variety of content without breaking the bank. Platforms like YouTube TV, Sling TV, and Hulu Plus Live TV provide an alternative to traditional cable, offering live channels alongside on-demand content. This flexibility caters to those who want a more dynamic viewing experience. Also, don't forget free streaming options. While subscription services dominate the landscape, there are a ton of free streaming platforms with ad-supported content. Try not to treat your watch list as a chore list, although you could use the trick of watching only the first 10 minutes of everything and then move on to the next. This really helps get through the insane amount of content released every day. My God, since this episode started, probably 100 new titles came out. The streaming universe can be overwhelming, but we can do it. Or quit altogether. I'm cool with that too.
The cop. Stop getting high before we decide to like what we're going to watch. Because otherwise, it's a guaranteed half hour of flipping through trailers going, I don't know. It's down to, last night it was down to the new Lion King, which looks super real. It's actually kind of spooky how real it looks. It was the Lion King, the first Marvel Spider-Man. And what I'm just checking to see what it was. There's a Fast and the Furious that's out now.
Oh yeah, Fast 8.
Yeah, but
that's pretty good actually.
It looks really good, but it has
it's pretty good.
Absolutely nothing to do with anything Fast and the Furious.
No.
Yeah, that's the best part about it actually.
What's it called? Something in, and of course it's got a name you can't remember. Something in
Hobbs and Shaw.
Right. Oh right. Yeah, I saw that in theaters.
It's fucking great. It's like a good Rock Jason Statham movie without having, to worry about car thieves.
It's super unrealistic.
Franchised and Forgettable, I think is what it's called.
The Rock is basically a superhero in that movie.
Have any of you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, so, dude, it's great. It hits all the spots of a nice action movie that you just want to watch and detach from the real world.
If you're getting high, it's definitely a good one.
All those spots.
Does it have anything to do?
There's dick jokes. There's action scenes. That's all you need.
But did it have anything to do with the Fast and the Furious? Beginning?
Yeah, those two are characters.
Yeah, they're
characters from those. But that's it.
Like they have their own tension that is you find out in the Fast and Furious, but it's not really. You just know they hate each other and they got to work together now.
Right.
Yeah, I got to check it out. It looks like there's a lot of explosions and shooting and punching and
yeah.
But I'm so old that I think of the Fast and the Furious as Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And if there's no Vin Diesel,
then it's not.
I don't understand how it's the Fast and the Furious.
I only know Fast and Furious as that franchise with that actor who got killed in a car crash.
Paul Walker. Right. He was my first crush. Loved him.
Who's the girl too? She's Paul. She's in all the Robert Rodriguez movies. And Machete and Sin City and
what's her name?
She was on Lost. She was a helicopter pilot on Lost.
I don't know.
I want to get back to Kayla's first crush.
Paul Walker.
Who is that?
It was a guy from Fast and Furious. He played Brian.
Oh, the cop.
Yeah, the good looking bad boy
cop. Come on. Did you think he was a bad boy?
That was the whole thing. It was that he's a cop, but now he really likes to drive fast.
And he's conflicted, I suppose, because he likes the bad. And then he likes the bad guy.
Likes the girl, and it's but you're a cop.
Paul Walker counts as a bad boy. That's the most clean cut.
He's very clean. To me, he came off very clean. But I think Kayla's
Kayla was likes hot,
clean,
man.
Kayla likes clean cut. White That's guys.
All that matters. He was hot.
Yo, clean cut white guys don't count as bad boys by definition.
I really don't think they do. No.
He's not actually. But it's kind of supposed to be he's walking the line between the law and.
All right. So I feel like I gotta ask you. So is an accountant cheating on his taxes?
It's the hottest thing ever, man. Tax evasion? Sign me up.
he's a Starbucks barista sneaking a bag of coffee beans out of the.
If he's got good hair and muscles,
yeah,
and he's got a ricer. Do they still call him ricers? I don't know. That's probably horribly politically incorrect.
I don't even know her.
What is a ricer?
I thought, okay, you know when you take these... You're listening to on Podacity Media. This show is not intended to have a point and should not be considered legitimate medical, financial, psychological, or sexual advice. Listen at your own risk.